I know the courts of heaven are singing praise, and as one of our sisters have decided to make that covenant relationship, and as I thought about this baptism, not that Angie was lost, but I thought of the lost sheep and how much they rejoiced when they found their lost sheep, and how much we as a congregation and as a body can rejoice that Angie has decided to make this covenant relationship. I've chosen Genesis 6:61 through 63 to read. Therefore I give unto you a commandment to teach these things freely unto your children, saying that by reason of transgression cometh the fall, which fall bringeth death. And inasmuch as we were born into the world by water and blood and the Spirit, which I have made, and so become of dust of a living soul, even so you must be born again into the kingdom of heaven, of water and of the Spirit, and be cleansed by blood, even the blood of my only begotten, that ye may be sanctified from all sin, and enjoy the words of eternal life in this world, and eternal life in the world to come, even immortal glory. For by the water ye keep the commandments, by the Spirit you are justified, and by the blood you are sanctified. I'd like to introduce the men we'll be serving today, because we're recording this. Giving us our invocation is Deacon Chris Pearson. Our baptismal charge today will be brought by Deacon Brian Perry. Angie Pearson has agreed to do a testimony. The Bates family will be bringing our special music. And Priest Farron Burke will be bringing us our benediction. I'm Elder Richard Sanders, and Peggy Shear is playing on the piano. I just want to take just a second to give a quick testimony before we go any farther, because I may not be able to speak later, you know. We started priesthood classes at the Pearson house about a year and a half ago. And I think the first time we went there, we kept it to about an hour and a half. And then since then, it's been about 3 hours every time we've gone over there. Angie's had lots of questions, and we've covered lots of topics, and it's been a pleasure to be a part of that. I feel like the Lord has blessed us in those meetings. First time we met with Angie, I didn't share this with her until she asked me to baptize her. First time we met, the Spirit impressed upon me that I'd be baptized with Angie someday. And as we went through the time, there was times I didn't say I doubted that. There was times I wondered when that would happen. And then out of the blue, about 3 weeks ago, Angie came to me and asked me if I would baptize her. So God is good. God's in control, and it was just awesome to be part of that, a pawn in his hand. So we'll proceed with our opening hymn, which is I Found the Glorious Gospel, 219.
Kingdom I can bear. nation to me. Thou for swift your glory in the presence of the Lord, I will work and wash and humbly bow the knee. No longer faith but knowledge in true and sweet accord has a precious angel message for to me.
Beautiful day. Thank you for the opportunity for us all to come together, worship you. Lord, thank you for the work you've done in our family. And I ask that you will be with us this day. Send your spirit. I ask that you will be with those folks that are struggling with the weather and their careers and jobs. And comfort them. Lord, I pray these things in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Good morning, everybody. Today is a very exciting day for Angie and for me and for everybody in here. I thank you, everybody, for coming and supporting her as she makes her covenant with the Lord. Please turn with me to Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." God has called each of us to be baptized in Jesus' name to make a covenant with Him. And once we make that covenant, we will have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost with us for the rest of our life as long as we hold to that covenant. When Jesus came on earth, He came for a couple of reasons. One, to die on the cross for our sins so that we could have eternal life with Him someday. And two, to set an example of a perfect life so that we would have something to shoot for. Turn with me to Matthew 3:41 through 46. And then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John refused him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of thee. Why comest thou to me?" And Jesus answering said unto him, "Suffer me to be baptized of thee, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he suffered him, and John went down into the water and baptized him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And John saw, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Jesus. And lo, he heard a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And now I am turning to 1 Nephi 3:7-12. And in case nobody or somebody doesn't understand, this is Nephi writing about what Lehi is prophesying about John the Baptist and Jesus. And he spake also concerning of a prophet who should come before the Messiah to prepare the way of the Lord. Yea, even he should go forth and cry in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his paths straight. For there standeth one among you, whom ye know not, and he is mightier than I, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. And much spake my father concerning this thing, and my father said he should baptize in Bethabara beyond Jordan. And he also said he should baptize with water, even that he should baptize the Messiah with water. And after he had baptized the Messiah with water, he should behold and bear record that he had baptized the Lamb of God, who should take away the sins of the world. This scripture meant a lot to me. One, because it did prophesy that the Lord would come someday and die on the cross for all of our sins. And it prophesied it before it ever happened. And two, it connects the Book of Mormon and the Bible perfectly in such a good way. And it also meant a lot that baptism is such an important thing that when Lehi prophesied it, like I said, it happened years before God had even, Christ had even come onto the earth and had details and told about John the Baptist. And it's just a wonderful scripture. There have been many testimonies, as Richard has spoken, that in the last year and a half that we've been meeting with them. Amazing testimonies. The Lord has been with us every meeting that we've had. And I think Chris, Angie, and Richard can agree. And the latest testimony that is proof to me that this baptism is right and that it needs to happen, it started off a week ago. I was feeling completely different about things. Work was going horrible. I had a horrible attitude. Anything anybody said, I was real snappy towards them, snide comments, and I didn't look forward to coming home because I didn't want to see anybody. I didn't want to go to work because I didn't want to go to work. And I was laying in bed. It got bad enough one day that I realized that Satan was attacking me, because this is a wonderful thing that is going on today. And at that point, and at last week, I was letting him win. And it hurt me to know that. And I was telling Richard this on our way over to the Pearson's house last Tuesday. And in the middle of the meeting, Angie spoke up and said the exact same thing I had just told Richard, that he was attacking her and that anything anybody had ever done to her that hurt her was coming back to her mind. And it told me right then and there that this is a wonderful thing that is going on. Satan doesn't attack those that are doing things wrong. He attacks those that are doing things right. And this is just an amazing day, and God is very happy. Angie, I want you to know that when we're down there and you are baptized, every sin that you've ever committed in your whole life is being washed away at that point. And you come up as a perfect woman in God's eyes. And you need to hold your testimony as close to you as possible. And you have a very powerful one. And that God will use you as a very powerful tool if you hold that testimony close to you. Christ came on earth to give us an example. We all need to strive to follow that example. Thank you.
My walk didn't start here. I felt the call to come, but I was not going to join this church. I was not. So I went to women's retreats to try to find what religion I wanted to be, and I had them pray that I would find the religion, but that I could also be a good, godly wife to Chris, because that's very important, that I be a good wife. And I just kept praying, and I went to Girls for God, which is a group of just a bunch of different congregations that all come together and talk about all their different walks. And one lady said, "I am so blessed. All my husband wants for me to do is to sit by him at church. And for me, and he's a good husband, and I'm stubborn. I'm stubborn and I'm very hard-headed. And it was like that was God kicking me. Hey, that's all he wants. Chris just wants you to sit beside him at church. He's never asked me to join the church. He just wants me to sit beside him. So I'm like, okay, well, I can do that. And I've had more than one person ask me when I was going to be baptized. And I just kind of blew them off. And then I've been praying, you know, where should I go? What should I do? Which church should I join? And one Sunday I was sitting back there because that's my seat. I went back there like that. And the bass came up here to sing. And I thought, oh, cool. They've got beautiful voices. I love their voice. And so I was kind of paying attention. And I didn't realize that God was rearing back. And he was ready just to kick me in the head so hard. And they sang Old Rugged Cross. And that was a song that I sung at Mount Calvary with my Grandma Sally. And that has always been my favorite song. And nobody but Chris knew that. And I talked to David later and said, well, you got me. That was my kick. And he said there wasn't supposed to be special music, that he was just looking through the hymnals and said, this song just needs to be sung. And he didn't realize that song needed to be sung for me. And I have chickens. Chris calls me the crazy chicken lady. I have chickens and I let them out. And for the first time, and I was sitting there and I was watching them as they were trying to get into the pen. They were outside the pen and they know security was in the pen, and they would walk the pen and they just have to go around a tree and then they'd be in the pen. But they didn't see that. They couldn't see that. And I told Chris, I said, how frustrated God must be with me, because all I have to do is walk around the tree and there he is. And I just keep going back the other way. And so today I'm finally going to walk around the tree and God's going to be there.
Amen.
Amen.
The dear Lamb of God.
trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. In shame to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last.
In a few minutes, we're going to proceed to the baptismal fount. As everybody, well, maybe not everyone knows, that we're going to be using Atherton Restoration Branch's baptismal fount. It's 0.3 miles down the road. I clocked it a couple weeks ago. We are going to walk down there singing the old path. We want everybody to join us there. So if you have young children or are not able to walk, we ask that you please drive your cars down to the parking lot and meet us there. We're going to proceed out with Angie and her family, and we're going to meet in this parking lot, and then Peggy's going to begin singing for us, and then that's when we'll walk down there.